Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Tomorrow's the big day. I'm against Giants. Giants this time for silent trailers, Chemda.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I'm so sorry about how I booked this one.
Mike Lawrence, Sharon Paul, Chris Mancini, Nick Turner. These guys know about pop culture and movies. And this is the game show, of course, where Chemda, who knows nothing about movies, even less about celebrities, think there's got to be a brain deficiency of some kind. It's so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous, and there is a brain deficiency. I'm just saving it for other things, so it works out well for everybody.
I mean, it's just she didn't know, but there's a new Top Gun out. But anyway, she hosts the show where she describes these trailers, and it's funny because everybody's Tom Cruise apparently, and we try to guess it. And yeah, I'm a little nervous with this lineup. Get your tickets. Play along. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. Are you a VIP member? You already have a ticket in your email. How about that? If you don't see it, log into your account at KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP and grab the info from there. And if you're not a VIP member, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. What are you waiting for? Sign up for free now. Just to get the free ticket, you win. Use code free trial, one word, free trial, at keithandthegirl.com/VIP. All right, that's it. I can't bore people that are in the know, okay? By the way, speaking of VIP, Chemda, when we just did Newsy's show, he was, he takes the date that we're at in real time and then looks throughout the years that we've been podcasting. What did we say 17 years ago, 16 years ago, if it fits, 15? And it brought up a story where he read one of the brothers was going to take his bike.
One of your brothers.
One of my brothers was going to take his bike. He's a brother to me. One of my brothers was going to take a bike to across Pennsylvania. And I wasn't sure what brother it is because I thought maybe it's my brother Mark who rides a motorcycle, but that's normally across the country. Or is this Ken on a bicycle at the time going across just one state? I asked them. I just got the answer. It was both of them. They were both told by my dad that they can't do it.
That was the real thing. It was like, oh, in our show's history, one of your brothers was about to take a long trip on a bike or a bicycle, and your father specifically wrote back, "You can't do it. You won't do it. You won't get it done."
Right.
Like, you can write anything, and that's what you choose to write.
You don't have the discipline. You don't have the strength. But you know what I noticed you could do? Anything. He will allow you to do anything that he's done. He's encouraged us all to be priests because that won't show him up. He was one. Mm. You know, he's happy to show us insurance, how to sell that. You could do that because he was one.
But he never sold insurance.
No, but he has the pamphlets.
Okay. Sure. He has so he encourages you to have business cards of things that are possible.
He could show you how to cold call, meaning calling when he knows people are having dinner or sleeping so he doesn't have to talk to somebody and you can leave a voice message. That you can do. Because he already did it.
Oh, he learned one thing about being a salesperson?
No, you don't get calls that way. But you also don't have to deal with customers that way either. Mm. You know, it's a lazy, lazy way to do it. Today's guest, come on, from The Tonight Show, from HBO, Entre Nos. Spot on, you know this. It's Rojo Perez. Hello, Rojo.
Woo, woo, what is up? I'm as excited. I thought you forgot I was on the show.
No.
I'm in here, baby. I'll listen to this.
I just give people the appetizers, and then we bring in the dish. You know, Rojo starts what will be the Dad Emails book. He was the first guest when we talked about the very first letter that my dad sent to Kat, my ex.
I remember. I don't remember a lot of things, but I remember that day.
And right now I'm at the part, Rojo, where both are me now. I'm catfishing my dad at the time. I have Kat send an email saying, "Are you behaving?" And then I send an email from me, "Are you behaving?" And then and I'm like, okay, his head's going to explode now, right? He goes to Kat. He goes, "This is weird. Two people said behaving at the same time. Is something going on?" She's like, "What, handsome?" And he's like, "Ah, nothing." Very excited.
Appeal to the looks. Yeah. Distract them. Get them off the scent.
I'm very excited about this. And there is a difference, kind of, as I was assuming there would be, where keithandthegirl.com/dad has the audio. But in book form, you really could just, I find myself doing it. Like, well, wait a minute. He wrote this email after, and I can just scroll up and be like, yeah, what? You little, yeah, am I making sense? You little trickster liar.
I remember when I first met Keith, he was writing The Great American Novel, and which is his autobiography. And I was reading it, and we just met. So I'm like, who? This is fucked up. So I would read a piece of it, come back to him and go, this can't be real about your dad, right? And he's like, this is copied and pasted. No exaggeration. Then I met his siblings, and they had the same story, like in the same cadence, finishing each other's sentence. So this is another book where I think, like, as you read it, you're going to go, but not that, right? Like, you got to exaggerate it a little bit. None of it's exaggerated.
This is what you need. Then once the book's out, then you're selling a separate PDF link that downloads these emails, so people can make sure this is 100% true. Like, there is a whole, oh my God, this is going to be a great.
Well, here's what I'm doing. When you see the book, you know, we don't have all the quotes from it, but you know, you see what's going on.
We're taking some dialogue, yeah.
What'd you say?
We're taking some dialogue.
Well, we got to move on with our lives, sure. Yeah. And then the actual emails, though, they're there word for word. And even if it's a long one, then you get bored. But there's something about the truth that you have to see every email,
yeah,
word for word.
You know what, Keith? You said when it's long, you're bored. Are you kidding me?
I'm saying even if you would be, like, I can't even – I have to put out everything, so you know.
Are you comfortable, Keith, knowing that your dad's going to take credit for the success of this book?
I wasn't comfortable was my dad, period. Okay. My mom just told me the other day. Apparently, I cried immediately. No, of course he will. Of course he will. He'd be like, I'll get a letter
going. There's no book without him.
Dad, he'll be writing me like, we did great, son, didn't we?
Oh, you motherfucker.
I told you there was stuff you didn't know about. Now you may. What?
You know what that's like? That's like a heckler, you know, shouting their stupid shit. And you come back with your professionalism and actual jokes. And then at the end, they go, we really did it. It's like, no, you disrupted the show. I just did good.
We should take this on the road. And you're like, I hope I never see you again.
Right. If you want to know about life on the road, just ask. Yeah, he thinks that there's a scam going on, but he goes to the Nigerian scammer. But you're not, are you? Because that would really ruin my fucking life. Nah. Okay, good. And then I tell him, Dad, it's me. And he goes, well, how do I know it's really you now? I'm like, Dad. And then he writes cat because he can't help it. Because if this ends up being all a trick, it's devastating. I have a letter here. Maybe you can help us out, Rojo. This is from a listener. Yeah. Lucy, who wrote the other day saying that her boyfriend wants to go to Arkansas with her for Christmas. They've been dating. How long have they been dating? My boyfriend of 3 years. Arkansas for Christmas. But it doesn't sound like he really even likes the family. She's not even interested in meeting the parents. Should she go anyway, even though it sounds like hassle? She's got to pretend to go to church probably. And I said, I even if like the parents were abusive, I would want to see the parents, not to shake their hand, but just to see. Now I'm making up the abusive part, but I want to see who Kyle what made her. Not that I'm gonna sit down and study it, but let me just see it.
Just so you know the tone of what was happening, Keith, as you were catching us up reading through her email, Rojo's making all the faces. He's like, her boyfriend wants her to go to Arkansas. Rojo's like, I'm out.
Immediately, I'm out. You lost me at Arkansas. I don't care who we see in. You know the prices right now for flights, and you're going to waste it on Arkansas? Get the fuck out of here. In 3 years, you ain't met him? You know the person already.
Well, the COVID stopped them from being able to travel. Now that they are able to travel, you know, she's like, I don't want my first travel to be to Arkansas to meet your family that you don't even like. But we were saying, look, you're serious about this. He said he'd get a hotel. And the way I see it is like, you're going to have to, like, they're going to be your family, because she's saying like you know, they're very serious yeah. about each other, all this stuff. So it's like, I get it. Could you maybe split it in half and do something else also if you have the means so that you're not just going to this family that you don't want to go to?
Yeah, swing by Alabama or Mississippi, something real light and fun while we down here. No, I mean, I get what you're saying, because the idea is, I think he's asking because he's going, I don't necessarily want to hang out with them. Can you please come as a buffer?
Right.
And it gives me a reason to leave.
Right, right. Yeah, we were saying that also, like, maybe he's just asking because he wants you to be like his person. I think you have it.
Oh, maybe if he yeah. wants to propose in Arkansas, and then this is this is what you have to live with. Golly. Oh, man.
If you go to Arkansas, right, you're the one who has to go to destination parties. You know that. It's not on us.
Can I say, I had someone come visit me a couple weeks ago, and it was the first time she was coming to stay. And she booked a separate hotel, which she canceled, and she had two early flights booked just in case this weekend went to shit. And this Lucy, if you can really get some refundables, but you get a flight out every hour on the hour, and you call back and be like, nah, I don't need this one.
I like how well you're taking that, Rohan. I mean that so sincerely.
Oh, I was annoyed when it first happened. Now okay. it's just like, at the other, I go, that's very funny to me. That she okay. committed $500 in points. You can't get back now.
Right. When I would date, I'd be like, as soon as we sat down to eat, I'd be like, I have clothes in the wash, but I'm very excited to be here. And then you have an out if you have to take it. Otherwise, you can just be like, ah, who cares? You know, they're closed. They're soaking.
Out are his errands.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I gotta go on with my day, honey.
We all know having a friend waiting for you is bullshit. That's terrible timing. I'm like,
C-Town got special on milk. And I might have to leave after the first drink.
And it's on special because it's half spoiled, so I gotta get it fast.
My dishes are soaking. I gotta go.
My shoe's half tied, but I'll see. Maybe I have to get it later.
My soap opera is on in 45 minutes. Can we just...
Did she tell you that, Rojo? Like, I had 100 outs. That's the funny thing, and you're inside.
So what happened is, she doesn't explicitly say it, but I hear her on the phone canceling other stuff. Uh-huh. And she gets off the phone. I go, hey, you fucking kook. What are you canceling? And she goes, well, she tells me the hotel. And then the next day I hear her. And I go, you have another hotel? She goes, no, I just had two other flights.
I was going to be homeless. I just took flights to cities, wherever the fuck.
Oh, man. So, but like, she ended up staying. She's canceling it. That's a sound.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, it was going well.
So every morning you're listening in like, is it canceling or is she checking in?
I would have got some input. I think we both got to agree on you canceling these.
Right, right.
Maybe you having fun. Maybe I'm ready for you to get the hell out of here. Right. This is not just a you. This is an us decision.
You go, hey, you sure you don't need that flight? I'm just overhearing.
Okay. I'm calling JetBlue on the other line. I'm like, can you please hold this real quick?
I'm sorry. That's my daughter. She can't think for herself. So here's Lucy. Hey, it's Lucy again. I loved hearing the email on the show. Having to hear other people reading my thoughts and commenting actually gave me some perspective. I've been feeling very resentful of my boyfriend since he asked me to go to Arkansas.
So has Rojo. So much in common.
Hearing you read the letter helped me hear how much anger I had around it. Mm-hmm. But I heard your points and I had a chat with my partner. I told him how sad I was that we hadn't have a chance to travel together. How I want to be in his corner and want to be his family, and that I found some understanding about it. But, number one, I'll take him up on his hotel idea. Number two, I asked if he would consider not going to church with his family. I wasn't going to ask this one because I don't want to tell him what to do, but as a listener of the show, I agree with Keith that going to church is co-signing the message. Good for you. Number three, we take 2 or 3 days to ourselves somewhere warm during the time off that we both have in December. And four, he listens to at least 3 Keith and the Girl episodes to consider subscribing. I don't want to make the same mistake as that other listener. I think they're talking about Melanie, right? Melanie and Justin.
Okay, so Melanie thought that her boyfriend was cheating, ended up finding out that he was cheating. And she's like, I should have known when I told him to keep listening to Keith and the Girl, and he just dismissed it.
Should have known. And wow, Lucy says, it worked. Who knew that sharing your, literally yours, Keith and Henda, your thoughts would help me reveal mine more easily. I'll be writing to you with all my future problems now. Well, we got to work on a sliding scale of some kind. Thank you for being there for me.
Jesus.
Yeah. Calm down.
This is a real VIP treatment.
Thank you to the community for sharing their thoughts as well. Things are looking up, and hey, maybe you'll have a new subscriber. Wish me luck with the fam, Lucy. All right,
Lucy, when you get there, subscribe all of them to Keith and the Girl. Mm-hmm. Open their minds a bit, you know. And also, if anyone wants to write in, info@keithandthegirl.com. info@keithandthegirl.com.
Lucy, please live tweet this Arkansas experience. At me, at Keith, at the show. Please keep us informed. This is going to be a long weekend, girl. I'm letting you know now.
Well, guys, our first stop was the range. Let me tell you what. It feels good to hold it in your hands. All right. Here's step two. We have our a little thing that we ask the guests to fill out, like what are you plugging? What's a recent thing I ended up missing out on? You know, this kind of thing. We ask anything else we should know about you for the show. Rojo wrote, "I never learned how to ride a bicycle."
Oh God! Before the show.
Yeah, you were really rubbing it in. And then Xerxes were like, oh, no, we go handless. We just go through the city, just uphills.
We're like, oh, yeah, did you know New York was such a bike city? We never bothered to be like, Rojo, is this making you sad?
Holy I can't shit. Stand it whenever someone goes, it's just like riding a bike. I go, that feels like an attack. That feels very difficult.
I have to, you know, I feel I have to be open with the audience. And for everything I say about my dad, Rojo, I can ride a bike. Holy shit, Rojo.
You just got a plus dad point.
Well, I can ride a bike, man. Because my dad could ride a bike, so he allowed me to learn.
I think that's why I didn't know. I never really learned. My dad, he didn't know, and he just like let me go down a hill. And I was like, I fell pretty bad. I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah,
That was your dad teaching you how to bike?
He didn't know. We were in Puerto Rico and we lived like going down a hill, and I just fucking went till I bailed.
For the record, I want everybody to know, like, I've been to Puerto Rico, as a matter of fact. Hey, it's no different when it comes to bikes. Okay, just so you know. Now you didn't see a movie and be like, Dad, it's like that. It's you actually go on a flat surface and you run with me, and then you pretend to keep running with me. Dad, look at them.
I was just happy he was next to me. I was happy he was trying to do something athletic. He kept the bike for years, and he would owe it. Like it would break him when he'd walk through the laundry room and see a brand new bike that nobody ever used.
Mm. I mean,
he couldn't stand.
It's his fault. Who does that? What kind of gravity lesson is that?
I was like, I'm going to wait till we get a license. I'm going to walk till 16. I think I'm good, Dad.
Did he blame it on you, like being a quitter or not tough enough?
I was a very sensitive kid. Like, I was like, yep. I'm done. Like, he was just like, he couldn't even be angry because he knew I would start crying. Right. Like, he just knew that about me, and he was like, hey, I guess this one's done.
So your dad would, because when I cried, my dad would be like, oh, my God, this again. And I'm like, well, you just told me the worst thing in my life, because you're a kid, so anything they tell you you can't do is like, well, this is now the worst. Can I just at least cry about it? He's like, ugh.
He used to call me butter. Like melted
fingers?
Butter because of the tears. Running down.
That's so helpful, Dad.
Yeah, I'd be crazy. He goes, oh, here goes this butter again.
fuck.
My dad made me act like I was Butterfinger. Said, like, hey, we're going to play ball. Like, apparently mom just yelled at you, but okay. Throws it three times. Not like he was in the fucking, you know, baseball league.
In the league.
And, yeah. And I can't catch
you
it.
You call it the baseball league.
Yeah, it wasn't coming to me. I'm like, MLB, Major League? Yeah, that sounds right. But I had to go the safe route. But he was in no baseball league of any kind, I'll tell you that much. And three of them I can't pick up. And he's like, ah, your attitude. And then he went back in the house.
And
then
that was it.
Then in these dad emails, he tries to go, Cats in the Cradle, what a beautiful song. I'm like, Dad, you weren't that fucking busy.
Right, he was around all the time.
He was around all the time. Holy Christ. I've said this many times, but when I heard, I thought being a latchkey kid meant a disease of some kind. When I heard it just meant your parents were at home when you came home from school, I'm like, what the fuck? That's a blessing. What do you have to eat? Cheese sandwiches, peanut butter you had to make yourself? Okay. That's what right. You wanted. Who cares? You'll work it off.
It's so funny. You always want what the other person has. Yeah. But in this case, your father not being home, I'll give you that.
It was, and you know what we did? We did bad, crazy shit when my dad was away. We would run the dishwasher instead of doing it by hand. and then try to blow the smoke out the window with cardboard. Like, shit, he's coming up the driveway. That's what
it's
we got away with.
Yeah. It's too hot in here. Yeah. It's too hot in here. The steam.
He's sniffing around for drugs. I'm like, no, that's just steam from the me getting away with my chores.
Right, like none of you had, you were five children, four siblings, right?
Yeah.
And none of you like did some sort of like drug thing. Like,
no.
I don't think you all started drinking alcohol until you were out of the house.
Yeah.
You didn't party. You weren't allowed out, so you never hung out with friends or anything.
Yep.
Was the oldest brother kind of who took charge when the parents weren't home?
No.
Or everybody just kind of did whatever.
You did whatever.
What was there to do? Did you kick some rocks?
No, that you didn't mix your fun with your punishments. Fuck no.
Yeah, what did you guys do? You really did just run the dishwasher as a rebellion.
We
right?
had an Atari of some kind. It had two T's in it. It looked like a, you know, those rip-off Adidas symbols, the lines. It had two middle lines.
Atari. It's two words.
Everybody says Pac-Man has a hyphen. And I'm like, it does not. It's P-A-K-M-A-N.
Your Miss Pac-Man had a lazy eye. But yeah. Just keep bumping into the sides.
My Pac-Man would burp every so often. He ate too many pellets. It's like,
yeah. Gave
like,
it
what
back.
The fuck? Yeah. Little gas comes out the front, or it sparks. I don't know what it was. But yeah.
This is how Keith has such a simple life and is so thrilled. He's like, I get to go to the movies all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody stops me.
Nobody.
I play video games at all hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I'm gonna go to the movies today. You can't stop me.
You can't
be watching.
I'm going to see Jurassic Park because I can't help myself. But
I'm assuming we've talked a lot about Top Gun on the podcast already.
Did you see it?
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, please. What are your Rojo Perez on Top Gun?
No, I didn't want to make it like that. I was just trying to bond.
It is now, right?
Fun movie.
It is now. I mean, I wrote down some ideas, but... You have a thought on the Top Gun a couple weeks later?
You opened with me not riding a bicycle. I didn't think you had much, Keith. I thought we were clearly running low on topics.
I didn't know a guy that didn't know how to ride a bike could be a man and see Top Gun, but okay. Let's talk about it.
Wow. Is that where we're going?
I don't even know what I'm saying. It's just like defense, you know?
I was just going to say I love Tom Cruise, but keep going.
Yeah, sure. And then when he ran in that movie, I'm like, that's what you do best. You run.
I mean, are you not impressed with 60-year-old Tom Cruise out here still beefcaking?
I'm not impressed that he obviously joined forces with Zeno, you know? And something's going on. But yeah, sure, it's fine. What's funny to me is that Rotten Tomatoes score of the new Top Gun is 97% by critics, 99% by people, and it literally never changed since that score came out because I'm following it like a weirdo. That's interesting.
You can't trust Rotten Tomatoes. I don't their numbers now are all over the place. I'm seeing too many high 90s. The curve is all fucked up.
People are happy to just go out. But at the same time, that this didn't change. But this didn't change.
They're paying to play.
But this didn't change in 2 weeks, Rojo.
So what do you want it to get to 102? America loves the movie. What do you want me to tell you? All of America, we've been waiting 30 plus years.
You couldn't quit talking about
again.
Rojo's right. I remember, so we didn't know Rojo for 30 years, but almost two decades, I feel like. And he couldn't quit talking about it. He's like, when are we going to get this fucking Top Gun already? And I'm like, you know, the goose is dead. He's like, you can figure something out. And I'm like, Val Kilmer can't talk and his face is gone. Don't make him dead. Okay. All right. Okay. He was very excited. So I am happy for it. No, of course I saw Top Gun. I have to see it. Jurassic Park, the original, 92% and 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. This new Jurassic World, 33% from critics, 79% from people and dropping fast. And it's 21 more minutes than the original. Who the fuck are you to go, I'm 21 more minutes smarter than Steven Spielberg? What balls? Like, it's a money grab. Make it an hour and a half. Get in, get the fuck out. Do your special effects. Why are you turning into the fucking Godfather, 33%?
Didn't one just come out like a year or two ago?
Yes.
Right? Didn't we just have one?
I need more, and I'll see it, but don't make it 5 hours, please. Like, why are you doing it for yourself? Why are you doing that? We're going to go and see it. Like, you can chop off 45 minutes of this movie without question. I didn't even see it yet. Without fucking question. I bet my life on it. Why are you just wasting money and making things worse?
Contractual obligations. I bet some of those dinosaurs had certain amount of time they needed
screen
to be
time.
On screen. Screen time. You can't be. You're not paying this money to not have them on.
What did they say? Don't work with dinosaurs and kids, right? Yeah. It's tough.
But look at this. Like, Keith just shat all over the movie without even seeing it. Mm-hmm. He's still going to go see it.
He's going to go pay for it. Premium money. Are you not paying?
He has a pass.
I have a pass, but I don't look at that as real money. You know? So, yeah, it's free. They charge me $25 a month, but it's free.
Do you ever buy any concession stand stuff?
Once in a blue moon, but what I do, I'm not going to lie to you.
No, we know what you do. You sneak. Look at you.
Oh, I sneak.
You
sure.
Said sneak.
I start with, I sneak a water right from their fridge. Well, once I found out they charge $15 for water, I'm like, well, I say $0 now. Now it's personal. But
seriously? You're able to do that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm confused what line to go to. It makes it in my back pocket, but obviously sticking out because it's life water, so it's going to be 1,500 pounds so that you can charge so much for it.
Oh, my God. I stole something also like that recently. We were at a Starbucks Reserve, you know, having a little date time, so you don't go to regular stuff. I don't know. These Starbucks Reserves are really interesting to me. They're full bars and food that actually tastes good, and it's got like this zhuzhiness to it.
Was this the one in Chelsea?
I think so. Yeah. And then, so we're getting like regular shit, you know, a coffee, perhaps a pastry, and it added to like $30 or something at least. I don't know, or maybe even more. And I'm like, okay, this cup is mine now.
Sure.
Here it is. This is the cup.
Nice little teacup kind of thing.
Yes. It has the R for reserve. I'm like, oh, this coffee comes with a cup. That's why you charged me that. Cool. I'm in.
Not a bad deal now.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'm good now. We're good now, Starbucks.
But because I see so many movies, I get these bonus points. So it's free popcorn, free this, free that. Then I'm like, and I'll take a hot dog. And I go, how much? And they go, $5.12. Huh? Like, they can't believe it, because usually they know they're ripping everybody
They've never
off.
Seen something that low
they're
before.
Like, what? Yeah. I'm like, and then they get nervous, like I'm Keith Regal. You know what I mean?
They
like, I'm the
take
son
all
of
managers
the
over.
Yeah. They're like, oh.
Give me a second, sir. I'll be right back.
Should I even charge you for the hot dog? I don't know what to do here. Yeah, I make it a thing. Absolutely. People say, yeah. How did you, what attitude did you go in with to see the movie, Keith? I'm like, all the food, all the free food and drinks. I came in with a good attitude.
I couldn't have been more thrilled to be there.
Okay. You saw, speaking of actors, Matthew McConaughey, you know, gave us a speech about how we both need to not worry about our politics so much and do something about guns, which is smart. What?
Not worry about politics and
not worry about politics, but use politics to stop mass shootings. But it's not about Democrat or Republican.
Oh, he's so smart. Oh, my God. Can we just pause?
People seem to love it. People seem to love this speech. Yeah.
So funny. Was it good? And I'm just missing out with your, you know, wrapping it up.
It was the one time he didn't tell that all right fucking story.
Ew.
And I'm like, okay, this guy's serious today.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You caught him in between workouts?
I guess so.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that, I mean, but we have to look past political lines. Like, okay. And with that said, apparently more the Democrats' position. What the fuck are we talking about? Of course it's political. Breitbart News, very right-wing, as I understand it. Matthew McConaughey, who delivered a passionate plea for new gun control legislation in an address at the White House briefing room on Tuesday, has used 19 guns in 11 movies over 25 years, according to the Internet Movie Firearms Database.
Mm.
Nice try, you fucking hypocrite. Linda Carter, who played the original Wonder Woman, wrote, "Yes, and I flew an invisible plane on screen, but still support abiding by the laws of air traffic and physics. Do people not understand reality and fiction?" Well, of course.
That's great.
Good for her.
Oh, that's great.
A hot and bothered crook burst into an L.A. sex shop, whipped out a semi-automatic handgun, and stole nothing but a kink toy off the wall.
Oh, that's high embarrassment. Is he Catholic?
You let him have it, right? It's like,
I think that's the kink.
Right. It doesn't matter what it was.
The kink is walking with the gun, stealing something.
Right. And they look at it. It's like, he actually took the cheapest sex toy. Yeah, he's not an asshole. He just has a kink.
Right. It's like when you see someone jerking off on the train, you don't want to say anything because maybe the kink is you getting mad. So you're just like, fucking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Cops are hunting.
It's exactly like that, everybody. You ever wonder what it feels like to catch someone jerking off on the train? That's what it feels like.
Like being held up at gunpoint.
Sure. Well, kind of, right? You don't know where he's going to spray his bullets.
Cops are hunting for the man caught on camera, but he had a face mask, baseball cap. The guy took no money, just to be clear.
This is so sad.
Yeah.
Something very sad about
my laundromat was just shot up, meaning a bullet in the side door and a bullet in a window on the other side of the building, on the far side of the building.
Why do you say things like that so calm? Why? Okay.
Well, I didn't. I said it like this. My laundromat was just shot up. You heard me. I was shaggy over here.
All right. I'm not like a director or anything, but okay. Well, okay. Rojo, one time we were in the middle of recording. I believe it was just you and me, Keith, right? And suddenly I see Keith turning and talking to someone, but I know no one was there before. I hear someone talking back and I'm like, what the fuck just happened? He goes, oh yeah, somebody just accidentally walked into my place. And then I'm like, can we just pause for a second? Is that he's like, well, the show must go on. I'm like, we're still showing. Don't worry. Can you please react to this? This is psychotic. And he's like, I don't know what to do. I said it wrong house and she left. And so I moved on with my life.
What do I do? Sit her down and be like, now repeat back what I think happened to me.
Do you think the laundromat's washing money? Like this?
Yeah, because he's the only one who actually washes his clothes. They're like, fuck this guy again. God damn it.
It's
two of these machines keep having to work because of this fucking Keith Malley guy.
You know what? It's these kind of jobs. Thank goodness people are working on them, but I could never do a laundromat, a liquor store, bodegas for sure. They're kind of scary. And I live in a nice place, a nice area. They're scary places, though. Like somebody stole something from one of the laundry machines and they put up a sign that said, watch out for this guy. He's a thief.
Mm.
To me, I'm like, you're just inviting more problems.
Instead of just taking your losses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like, think you didn't steal that much.
Right.
I like that as a business plan. There's a certain amount of cap that you're going to lose in your business a year. Just take a loss and don't fuss up the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's called, there's actually a word for it in business. It's called shrinkage. Like you just expect certain amount.
I don't believe in it. Never been a fan.
I thought she was going to say,
Steven, use it.
I thought she was going to say, they have something in business called Manya. If everybody can just mind you.
Wait, so, okay, again with Keith's response to things. Your laundromat got shot up. Did you, like, Google, was there a shooting in my neighborhood?
I forgot
to. Did you
go
on next door? You forgot to.
Well, I took one of the, remember, a newsy show you brought over edibles. So, you know, I kind of forgot.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. Those work. Holy shit.
Yeah, it was. It worked so much that he thought I dropped off the edibles while I was on the show when it was really Xerxes. Like even we start looking like to Keith when he's on edibles.
I have VR. I don't know what they can do nowadays. Who knows? Let's see here. Ezra Miller, The Flash. He's, you know, we were talking about this guy. You remember him, Kenda?
Sounds familiar.
He was in Hawaii, some other place. He's going to be the Flash. He's the Flash in the movies, but not the Flash on TV. I don't want to confuse
he's not a
you.
Flash,
you
know? Sure.
Mm-hmm. He gets violent. He doesn't flash per se, but he gets violent and he throws chairs and he spits on people's faces. You know, this kind of thing.
Oh, the guy that we were hearing getting arrested, and he's like, I'm trans.
I'm transgender, non-binary. And you'll say, it starts like he's being arrested. He's finally in the car after a whole bunch of bullshit. And then they're like, he's like, where are the different precincts around here?
They are like, that's what
they are. And then all of a sudden he goes, well, sir, this precinct runs. He's like, I am not a sir. I am a transgender, not binary. Oh, I was just trying to be respectful. It is not respectful. It is against the 9th Amendment of the Constitution. And if you do it again, it's deliberate and you will go to prison. Okay. I was just trying to be respectful. That is not. That is intentionally hurtful. Okay. All right. Well, he just, he's in trouble again, apparently.
They are in trouble.
They are, you don't know who I'm talking about.
That's right. Yeah, who's in trouble?
You know what? Let's forget that guy I was talking about who's definitely a guy. Let's get back to Ezra. They are in trouble as well, is the other story that I'm not going to bore you with about a guy who's definitely a man and a guy. And he would be happy to say that. But as for Ezra, they were giving an underage child alcohol, marijuana, and LSD. The parents are saying that we have to do some kind of court lawsuit and keep this person away from our daughter.
According Question.
Yes.
Yeah. Underage 17, underage 13.
Let's talk. How about if neither are right? According to new legal documents, Dakota Ironize is her name. Dakota Ironize met a then 23-year-old Miller in 2016 when she was 12. We were looking for 12, bro. But you never know, right? You never know.
Man, that was close.
Yeah. Even,
go ahead.
No, I'm thinking of something, bro. You go ahead.
So the claim is at 12 they started giving this girl...
Yeah, at 12.
Or over the years, at 12.
And I was trying to think of this band's name. Even Winger sees this and is like, that's disgusting.
She's right, only thank you. 7.
All right. The actor was visiting the Standing Rock Reservation in North Dakota. From there, Dakota's parents say she and Ezra developed a friendship they believe puts Dakota at risk. So they met at 12 and are still together.
Excuse me.
Yes, what's wrong?
I have a 12-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
And I go, it seems she made friends with a 23-year-old. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what are you... talking about? How is this person making friends with a 23-year-old? That's a babysitter.
Yeah. I think they win this lawsuit, but I think they look into where the parents trying to already set this girl up for a... There's something there where you go, you gotta know this feels really off. Of why would you even? I don't understand what you have to talk about.
I don't understand why any parent would call that person their friend. Don't even cross that line. It's like, oh, this person is taking care of them for the day, maybe showing them. I don't know. Maybe they're like the caregiver of the day, but don't call a 23-year-old person a friend of your 12-year-old. That is not the language there.
This person is now 18. I'm an adult and I deserve to feel authority in my own body. I am tired of wondering whether or not cops will show up to section me on a daily basis. I don't know what section means, but that sounds like cop words. You know what I mean? We're sectioning you again. Like, you shouldn't be so young and know cop words. I have decided upon a therapist. I am excited to now engage in conversation with a mental health professional about my anxiety and probable depression. It is no one's business. My choices are my own. And as of the nature of the police intervention in my case, it is unnecessary and it is a waste of time and resource.
Okay, so sectioning. Being sectioned means that you are kept in the hospital under the Mental Health Act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's somebody who's been in and out of a couple places as a kid.
Well, how unfair. As soon as you're 18 and you do have a voice because you become your own human, you have to defend this shit. That's not fair.
This bout of blatant betrayal and toxicity my parents and others have chosen to punish me with has been desperately embarrassing and traumatically life-altering. Relationships in my life have been grossly affected, some detrimentally so. This behavior is unacceptable and needs to be called out.
So now whose behavior is she calling out?
This is the girl saying the parents need to leave me and my choices alone.
That's sad. I get it. You're 18.
And I'm just guessing. I'm guessing she still lives at home. I was like, okay, you made your statement, and I still have to... I talked to Kyle, like, these stepkids of mine, these kids really, you know, her kids, they piss her off sometimes. And I'm like, but you still made them dinner. Like, how are they going to learn something? So this family still has to make dinner and be like, oh, you made a statement to TMZ. That's fantastic.
What was your day?
What was your low of the day?
They got to sit at the dinner table and go, how was your day?
Because mine, well, my phone blew up. Yours?
So is she still in some kind of relationship with Ezra?
It sounds it, because she just said, hey, it's nobody else's business.
Oh, my God. And Ezra's not like, shut up.
Right.
Well, you just turned 18. We couldn't have had a relationship.
That is her business. What right. She is saying is a grown adult in the grown adult age. And all those words sounded grown up and not manipulative.
I'm going to need a section, you, Keith. You about to get sectioned real quick.
I've done many 5R19s and okay. Right, I know that kind of talk. There was the movie, speaking of movies, Morbius, which this movie I walked out on and then walked back in another day. I had to see it in two parts.
Because you were bored or you had laundry in the cycle?
I was bored. The laundry was never true. That's just to get out of dates.
I love this movie pass flex.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
You go, I'm only going to watch a third of this shit today.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
I went into the second half and I go, you know, whatever the time was. And I'm like, I'll take the 4:30 Morbius. And then they like look down and up and I'm like, it's okay.
That's funny.
Doesn't bother me. But there's only 45. Good girl. It's okay to say that, Hunter. This person is transitioned into a girl, is definitely trying to be
known. No, you doubled down. Good.
I don't know how you can.
At a movie theater, probably pretty old. Hasn't been called girl in a while.
So the movie Morbius came out April 1st, which, you know, right there. You're like, is that a trick? It's about Dr. Michael Morbius. He's a rare blood condition. He's going to die, right? And he goes, you know what? I'm a doctor, and I learned that bats are strong. So I'm going to capture a bunch of bats and do science on it. Next thing you know.
COVID.
Close vampirism.
Sure,
so this guy's a goddamn vampire now, right?
Spoiler alert.
But he eats people. Okay, so now picture this. The movie doesn't do so good.
Who's the lead of this again?
Jared, what's his name?
Jared Leto,
yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The movie, they say, was relatively successful at the box office, bringing in over $173 million worldwide, more than double the budget of $75 million. So for a superhero movie, it's not good, but it's good enough for what it is what they're saying. I went twice, movie. So maybe it's like a couple people like me really amped up the price. I don't know.
Nobody could get through it in one sitting.
Right.
About 30 people just kept going and watching this shit over.
Right. even the producer's like, he's watching a screening. He's like, okay, I have to quit. And the director's like, exactly.
The movie theater's like, should we call this showing? And like, no, people are going to show up late. Don't you worry, they're coming.
Right. On May 26th, again, it aired April 1st. May 26th, the user of a streaming site on Twitch, under the username Morbius247, began streaming the movie on loop. The channel spammed the chat with messages such as, I love Morbius, it's Morbin time, I saw that trend, and Morbius sweep that I saw trend. I didn't know what it meant, but it's in reference that a hope that the movie would sweep the Oscars. So if you saw Morbius sweep trending, that's what it meant. The channel and its stream remained operational for a surprisingly long time before it was shut down due to violations of Twitch's copyright. Jared Leto even had a book, had like a fake screenplay he was looking at in a video, and like a woman comes over and says, what are you reading? Oh, nothing. No, come on, what is it? Morbius 2, it's Morbin time. So it was never a saying, to be clear. And the vampire doesn't go, it's Morbin time. But he might as well, the movie was so dumb. So then, I guess the people who made the movie are like, oh, this like now it's like a joke movie. It's Cats. Mm. Let's make up for that. The company made the decision to put Morbius back in 1,000 theaters over the weekend.
Big mistake. Can we guess?
You can guess.
Big mistake.
I made approximately $300 per theater that they put it in.
How embarrassing that is. That's what I make. You know how sad that is?
right. Morbius now lives with a roommate.
Morbius is on Peacock now. Yeah.
He moved to Austin.
Yeah, so there you go. Sometimes the internet's not real life after all, it seems. All right. Tomorrow is Silent Trailers. Don't forget. It's the virtual game show, and it's fantastic. You excited, Kemda?
I am. I'm nervous for you. I'm excited. I like that. I like that you'll be on your toes for this.
There are some good people. Get your tickets and backstage passes this month. We're trying something new with backstage passes. You'll not only be invited backstage before Silent Trailers, you'll be invited backstage on Monday's show. Let's see how that goes. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. Now.
And I'm going to be taking side bets on this.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to hit me up, I'm going to have I got Lawrence right now at minus 100.
Shit. That's
Mike is studying. Mike ain't got much to do right now. Yeah. He's watching every movie again.
You hear that negative? That's actually a negative to me. It's a little behind the scenes on betting. Here's what you want to know about Rojo. I'll tell you this much. June 24th and 25th, he's going to be at 3E's, the letter E, 3E's Comedy Club in Colorado Springs, Colorado, United States of America, Earth.
Yeah. Where the Air Force Academy is, I'm going to go for the troops.
Oh, good for you.
I mean, some of them show up, not just for that.
So noble, so noble. What do you think you're going to tell them in these times of uncertainty?
Something humbling?
I'm going to talk about pedicures.
Okay. Oh, shit. I was in the army. If I heard the stand-up talking about pedicures, I'd be like, oh, shit. We would do that. We'd probably go, you know, we do a lot of whoop whoop and shit. But then
did you have to do a lot of that when you were in the army? Because a lot of people have a hard time picturing you in it. And yeah. I know that you are a little different than the other, what do you say, troops? Did you have to yell a bunch like animals?
Sure. Yeah.
Are there like actual sounds that are very army related?
Hoo-ah!
Okay.
Was there any time that was inappropriate to yell?
Yes. One of my funniest, I love this. It's not my funniest story, but I love thinking about this. We were about to graduate boot camp and we're seeing, and they had like a video of all the people, what different jobs they do. So you would see, foot soldiers running in, busting down the door. Everybody's like, hoo-wah, hoo-wah, you know, a tank jumping over a fucking who knows what. And it's like, hoo-wah, hoo-wah. And then they showed like somebody just typing at a computer and then everybody goes, hoo-wah, fuck yeah, hoo-wah.
Oh, that's great.
You know, somebody's handing somebody a notepad. Oh, fuck yeah! This is very, very funny.
That's great, man. That's real a good
instructors
one.
Are trying not to laugh. It's her last day. It's anything goes.
It's so funny. I had no idea that this would be the story, because the stories that stand out from Keith's Army days are so not that. The right. one you guys like did a movie thing while you were in the Army where you beat someone up in the middle of the night because they were bringing the whole troop down.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Yeah. Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
We were whispering as the middle of the night. We're like, hoo-ah. You know, like how men can't really talk unless we shake hands? Yeah, we had to go, hoo-ah.
You know what you did. Shut up.
Then we'd run to our bunks. Rojo, great seeing you. Follow Rojo online. Twitter is Rojo Perez with 3 Z's. Same thing with Instagram. You know that. Same thing with Facebook. Rojo Perez, 3 Z's.
Now, of course, you spell guys. Rojo, R-O-J-O.
That's how I
say it. Thank you. Thank you. You'd be surprised how difficult that's the one that is, but I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dope. I appreciate y'all having me. This was fun.
Thank you.
Let's not make it so long next time. Or I mean, so much distance in between.
Rather. I get what you're saying.
All of it. Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. All of it.
Fuck it. Come by on Monday. We got some backstage people. Let's make it a thing.
Hoorah!
KeithAndTheGirl.com.